Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. Oh, it's good to see you again. Get on this train and let's ride. I have another story to tell. Sometimes I get confused by simple things. It often happens when I get a phone call from an unknown number. I always answer these, though I might start answering them less often, because they are usually not friends calling. Usually they're salespeople, people trying to sell something, like security cameras that I don't really want. When this happens, it breaks me out of my everyday rhythm. Then I might get confused about something simple. Like when they say, "I just want to make sure we have the correct information on file." What? You just want to make sure? Make sure? I know how to make coffee. I know how to make tea. I know how to make a sandwich. I know how to make friends. Well, do I? I have made a lot of friends, but I'm not actually sure how I did it. I know how to make foods mostly. We'll say, like the coffee, tea, and sandwich. I already gave as examples. But making sure? I'm not sure about that. Maybe because when you say make a sandwich, you're making a thing you can hold. You can't hold sure. It's like holding air. Can you make air? When you breathe, maybe? When you breathe out? Is that like making sure? I call my grandpa sometimes. He lives far away in the mountains. I call him and I say, "Hey, grandpa, just calling to make sure you're okay." Or just calling to make sure everything's all right with you. And he's always been okay. But I know he's getting older, and he lives all alone in a place far away from the nearest town. So I'm not sure if he's okay. So I call to make myself sure. Maybe that's it. I'm making myself sure. Then make sure makes a little more sense. Makes sense. I'm not sure if I know how to make sense. Well, I called my grandpa today, who I call Papa, or I called him yesterday, to make sure he was all right. He answered the phone and said, "Hello." I said, "Hey, Papa, it's Carl. Just making sure everything is okay with you." He said, "Yeah, Carl, everything's okay here. It's hot, but there's the stream nearby. I've been setting my chair up in it." He sets a chair in the middle of the stream to cool down, puts his feet in the stream, and sits there. I told him it was getting to be summertime and I was going to have some time off. I work at a school and it closes in the summer. I just clean it once a week for the month of July because there aren't many people using it. Just a few teachers and a few students who come in for special things. So I told Papa that I would like to come visit and wanted to make sure he would be there, and wanted to see if I could bring him anything. "You could bring a sandwich," he said. I said, "Okay, what kind of sandwich?" Papa said, "Whatever you want, it's for you to eat on the way over." "Okay." I asked him if he wanted a sandwich too, and he said, "No, thank you." This was pretty strange, so I asked if he was trying to make a joke. "No," he said. "I just want to make sure you don't forget to eat something. It's a long drive to the mountains." I asked him again because I didn't understand. "So you were saying I should bring a sandwich to eat myself?" "That's right, Carl," he said. "Okay, Papa," I said. "I thought so, but just making sure." He's a funny guy, my papa. Sometimes he says things in ways that are very surprising, and you're never quite sure if he's being serious. But if you want to make sure, just ask. He'll tell you. That's all for this time, my friend. Thanks for listening to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. Please support the podcast on Patreon, patreon.com/boxcarenglishpodcast. Just $1 or €1 a month would be so appreciated. Thank you so much. Goodbye.